I'm Kimberly C. Paul. Today we talk with Marcia Onderstein. She's a millennial, a storyteller, and an animator that told the story of the life of death. How do we become the architect of our own destiny? Throughout two decades of working with the dying, I think I've discovered the secrets to dying well in America. We must learn to build the pathways to our last chapter, to create the blueprints that reflects our individual lives and values. Knowledge is power, and if we desire a death that reflects our life, we must become the designer. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
So I have viewed your animation, The Life of Death, and I thought it was the most touching thing that I have seen in a long time. So how did you become interested in animation?
Well, I think it started out when I was a kid. You know, I always liked to draw a lot, and I also liked a lot of movies. And at some point, I think I saw the Wallace and Gromit animations. They're from Aardman.
Right.
And I asked my father about, well, how do they do that? And he explained to me about animation. And that's kind of how I got into it. I started with little clay animations with a video recorder, just pressing the record button and stopping it to make little frames. And yeah, that's kind of how my interest started, I think. And I took it to drawing and making frame by frame animations on paper, those little flip books.
So you actually did a little flip book that you could see the animation. That's
Yeah.
How long did it take you to do something like that?
Oh, well, it really depends on what you want to animate, of course. So if it's just a bouncing ball, it won't be that long, but
okay. But still, I mean, that's do you find it tedious?
No.
Or is that what drives you?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. You really need to study movement and the way things contract and expand during movement, and yeah, that's what I really find interesting. So yeah, it's a lot of work, but I do find it, you know, the most interesting aspect of animation.
So you went to, and forgive me, animation school.
Mm-hmm.
Now what school did you go to?
I went to Sint Joost, the art academy here in the Netherlands, in Breda. That's where I live.
And so you were told to do an animation for your graduate program or graduation thesis, perhaps?
Yes, it was my graduation film in 2012.
And so what led you to create an animation about death? Which, this is not a subject, you know, you would think of someone, you're young, you're in your 20s. It's not a subject that would pop into someone like yourself. So what brought you to this?
Well, a graduation film is kind of like your ticket into the big world. So I wanted to make something that's really universal. And so I wanted to take a big theme that would be easily understood by anyone in the world. So, you know, life and death, that's pretty big. And understood by anyone. So I kind of wanted to take something that big and just wrap it up in a small story, something sweet, something endearing. And yeah, that's how I chose the theme.
So your title is The Life of Death. This is a unique perspective. Why did you want to give your audience a different view on death?
Well, it's kind of just my view on death, I suppose. You know, I always see death depicted as something very evil or very scary. And, you know, that's not the way I feel about it. So I just wanted to show a different perspective. And usually death is like the bad guy in a story. So I kind of wanted to make him a good guy where you can, you know, feel for him or understand him and, you know, see what his life is like.
And it was very... I felt bad for death.
Yes.
You know, especially everything that, what do we call him? He, she, it, what, how do you refer to
him?
Him. That's right. So, I mean, so everything he touched died.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit of the story.
Well, it's basically the life of death. Death has a job of taking the lives of everything that lives in a forest. So, you know, he goes around and he takes life of animals that are sick or that are injured, and sometimes also taking lives of animals that may just happen to die when it's an accident. And then at one point he comes across a doe and he finds her very beautiful. And at first he kind of wants to touch her because that's what he does.
That's his job.
That's his job. But instead he becomes intrigued by her and he starts following her. And together they kind of form a friendship. They go through life until at the very end the doe becomes older and weaker, and at some point she just can't go on anymore, and then she chooses to touch death so that she may die.
So what's amazing about this is that 2 million individuals have viewed this short animation.
Yeah.
Why do you think this short video has resonated with so many people?
Well, I think first of all, because it is such a universal thing that, you know, everyone has to do with death and has to deal with that. And I think it helps a lot of people dealing with it because it makes it a bit more gentle. Makes it a little bit maybe easier to understand death or look at it as something that's not necessarily very scary or bad. I'm not actually sure, because to me it's not such a weird perspective. You know, it's the way I see it, but I get a lot of messages from people all over the world saying, you know, this is so new and I've never thought about it this way. So I think that's the main thing. It's just a new perspective for a lot of people.
Well, I don't think some of your co-graduates have 2 million views on their short animation, do you? That, to me, you know, I don't know if it's because we're becoming or normalizing this whole death and dying conversation, but what is your theory on death and dying?
Well, I think it's part of life, you know. It's not necessarily always as scary as people make it out to be. And I think at some point, you know, it's not that bad to die if you have lived a good life and you've had your family around and your friends around, and at some point you can sometimes decide, you know, I've lived my life and it's okay like this.
So you're not afraid to die?
No, I'm not.
I mean, you don't want to, no. But you know that it's a destination we're all headed to.
Yeah, right now I'm having a good time and I'm enjoying life and doing lots of fun things. I think it's, you know, at some point I will die. I hope it's not anytime soon, but I'm not afraid of it.
So working with the dying for so many years in hospice care, when I reflect back, I feel like I've learned more about living and life. What do you think is the key to living a good life?
That's always a hard one.
Because get this. This is what's interesting, is the more I have conversations with those who are facing terminal illness or facing their end of life, I'm learning like lessons about how I want to live well, whether it's because I'm seeing their situation and I don't want to do that, or I'm seeing their situation and I'm like, man, I want that at the end of my life. But it all comes down to one thing, is that a good death, I believe you have to have lived a good life. And I think you can't have one without the other, correct?
Yeah, I would agree, yeah. I think it's important that you know, feel like you've done the things in life that you wanted to do, and not necessarily no regrets, because that will never happen, but as long as you feel like, you know, you've done good in your life, and that should be enough to give you a good feeling about it. And yeah.
So where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Do you want to continue animating and doing different projects? I know you're freelancing right now, mm-hmm. but what kind of projects are you working on today?
Well, right now I'm actually working for an American TV series, animated for for girls in the age of, I think, 8 to 12, something like that. So that's what I'm working on at the moment. And I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do after this. So it could be anything. I could make my own film again, or I could do more commission work. It's really open to me.
Well, I think your animation is amazing. It's called The Life of Death. And where can people find this?
Well, they can probably just Google that, because if they want to type my name, it's probably quite a mouthful. But they can go to my website, and it's there. It's on my Vimeo account. It's also on YouTube.
So all you have to do is Google The Life of Death, and you have to see this short animation film. I believe it is probably the most unique short animation film that I've ever seen that sort of gives you a unique viewpoint on death and his burdens as he lives his life. Marsha, I appreciate your time so much, and I hope to see your work for many more years, maybe with the big leads like Disney or Pixar, hopefully one day. But I really do appreciate your time today. And again, if you do have a moment, the short is how long?
It's 5 minutes.
And if you want a different perspective, it is an absolutely wonderful short film. And 2 million people have seen it. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time today. And hopefully it'll get up to 3 million the next time we have a chance to chat.
Let's hope so. Who knows?
Thank you. I appreciate it. We'll talk very soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember, you're the designer.